This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue our biographical study of the life of Paul the Apostle, we now come to the last point in our outline, his legacy. What was the lasting impact of his life? Only God really knows the full answer to that question. As I reflected on this question, I came up with at least four areas where his lasting impact is obvious: the church, his mentorees, his books, and his walk with Christ. He was the one God chose to explain how in the church believers from all cultures are brought together into one body. The church was already in existence when Paul was saved. In fact, he was committed to destroying the church and was on his way to Damascus to wipe it out in that city. Once saved, he was compassionately concerned about reaching the Jew first. In every city, he went to the synagogue first to share the good news there with the Jews and any God-fearers who were present. In most places, there were some who responded positively to the message, but when others saw Gentiles responding, they resisted and opposed the message, often following this up with persecution. When this happened, Paul would turn his attention to the Gentiles and focus on reaching them. The challenge then was to bring the Jewish believers to join with the Gentile believers to make up the Church of Jesus Christ into one body. This unique institution, in spite of its many shortcomings and failures over the centuries, is the instrument God chose to represent himself and his love to the world. The church, universal, multifarious, and triumphant, is a unique part of Paul's legacy.